Hi guys, welcome back to another episode of Oshikaya Speaks, and I'm still your host as usual, one Oshikaya. Guess it's right, literally, period. Okay. Today is another beautiful day. We thank God for life. We thank God for peace and happiness. You know, like, I've been a bit unwell for the past 24 hours, but I said I must be here today because I'm not going to cancel or move these shoots because I have a very special guest. But before we get into that, make sure you subscribe, you like, you share with your friends, listen to the pod. And yeah, it's a new episode of Gen Next. This is the second episode of Gen Next. And I have a very, 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 very special guest, one of my favorite artists right now. And of course, she's a woman. Happy Women's Month, of course. She's a woman and that just makes everything better. So yeah, today I'm joined by Elma, the beautiful, the one and only.
Thank you.
Elma. Hey. Hi there. How are you feeling?
I'm good.
Thank you for joining me, first of all. I'm so happy that you're here.
I'm happy to be here
too. I've been waiting for the right time to bring you on the podcast.
How long have you been with me?
Well, long enough, actually. But I said, as you know, we're here now. That's all that matters. And I'm happy to be here.
I'm happy to be here too.
I really like your sweater. I was going to tell you when you were dancing in. She came in and she was dancing in. So I guess she's really happy to be here. How are you feeling? How are you doing?
I'm good. I'm fine.
How's the year? The first 3 months of the year been?
It's starting really nice. Thank God. It's not been easy, you know.
But like, you keep it moving. Country. Right? Nigeria is a tough place to be. We're still keeping it moving.
Yeah.
Like, what has the first quarter been like for you, just personally?
Just like planning how the rest of the year will be and just like planning, basically. How about you?
Man, the first, like, honestly, it's been planning, like you said, the first January, I didn't do anything. I was literally just resting, recovering from December because it was a lot. So, February starts. December was just, you know how December can be.
True.
People think December is all fun and games, but it's just a lot of work and work and work and those places you have to be, traffic, many people in the city. So it was just a lot. So I just used January to just rest, go back to filming in February. And
it's much. People say like there's always like this kind of depression in January.
Well, yes, because a lot of the time everybody's always broke.
I swear.
But yeah, I think January is more about like resting for me. Like, it has been like this for a while, from like the past 2 years, 3 years. I just use the first month to rest and plan what I want the year to be like. I think this year was also really like that. But what have you done that has been most exciting this year?
I can't even think of anything for now. Like right now, but being here, seeing you for the first time.
Thank you. I'm happy about that. So I hope life has been kind to you. Since you got into music, let's talk about that. How did you basically get into music? Like, what was your earliest recollection of music, even before you started making music?
I can only think of that corona time.
Yeah,
I feel like that is the time I just like got in that zone. So it just came, and I just like kept trying.
2020. Yeah. What was that like?
It was crazy.
It was COVID, right? So that was
corona time.
That must have.
I was just like, am I sure I want to do this, or is this just another phase? Because I still have many things I want to do.
Talk to me about the many things. Did you ever want to be a DJ?
DJ, no.
You look like you wanted to be a DJ at some point in your life.
No. Is it a good thing?
No, it's not a bad thing. Okay. It's certainly not a bad thing, but yeah.
No, I haven't really thought about DJing, but it's cool. I find it cool. Sure.
Yeah.
Like, this one you're talking about DJ is like, you wanted to?
No, I'm just saying, just you give off the vibe of I wanted to.
Well, it's really been good, nice. How about you? Like, how did the podcasting start?
For me, I think, wait, it was actually COVID as well. Like, it was COVID time.
You see, it has to be.
It was COVID time as well. Like, I finished uni in 2020. So, after uni, I just was trying to figure out what sunset to do in my life. I knew that I like to talk. I knew that I like to just yarn.
You don't need to talk.
Damn, ask the people behind the scenes. I've been talking since I got here. Since I got to the set this morning. I've been speaking. When I spoke to your manager and he said, like, we need to give you some time, I spent the 1 hour that you waited talking.
Oh, about that.
No, don't worry. It's fine. It's okay. Yes, please. Make it up to me, please. Yes, I want Burger King ice cream.
Ice cream?
Yeah, from Burger King.
I'll get you, like, a truck.
Thank you. I would appreciate that. So, were your parents always like, have they ever been?
No, just to say, what's single? No, just pass. But they didn't really like know how serious I wanted to do. Because myself, I didn't really know. Everybody's on board. We're all going, active, pushing.
You just have to, man. And when did you decide to like, okay, finally pursue a career in music? I know you said that you started making music in 2020 and all of that. When did you start, like, okay, I want to do this full time?
That would be when I started posting, like, freestyle videos. That was around 2021.
Mm.
I just said, like, I have to do this because this is what makes me happy. Like, this just eats for me. So, it just came.
You really just stepped into that person.
Mm-hmm.
And have you had, like, any like significant experiences in the industry?
Being like, here is like, I can't forget today. Like,
go away. Go away.
But this song, New Boy song, every day is like very like
different.
Mm-hmm. But yes.
But how are you handling the pressure that comes with like being an artist, being a woman?
It's there. I'm not even going to say, there's no. Mm-hmm. But it's there. How am I handling it?
How are you doing?
I pray like God. I just feel like God is there. God is helping me.
He has to because you just have to hold on to God. Sure. I was talking to the producer today and I was just telling her that like you just have to see that God, you hold on to him because industry can be funny, can be weird.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, sure. So you released your first single in December. And I feel like before we come to that, you were just speaking to me about like what's it called? Putting out covers and things mm-hmm. like that. So, did you start as a cover? Because I know that, like...
Mm-hmm, yes, I did, like, a freestyle video and posted it, yes.
Freestyle, rather. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. It started as that.
As a freestyle, and you're just like, this is picking up. So, when did that traction come?
That was around October.
So, between October and December, when you put out the song,
mm-hmm.
how, like... I'm going to ask about the pressure again because I know putting out your first single can never be easy because there's always that self-doubt. There's always that.
But I feel like this one was easier because it just had to be. Because like I didn't even plan, I'm going to drop now. And so the song already started doing its thing and I was just like, I just have to.
Yeah.
There wasn't really like any pressure to put it out.
Okay.
But it only came like after.
Talk to me about the after.
Talk to me about the after. You know, comments and people just be saying what they want, which is fine.
I mean, like...
Just like, I have to do something good as well. But then, I don't forget myself. I try. It's not easy.
It's not.
God is there.
I feel like until you start creating anything, you wouldn't realize how difficult it is to actually create. A lot of people that just talk people don't realize. That's why you just have to... like realize that you're blessed, you're ahead of a lot of people because some people never get the opportunity to make music.
Mm-hmm.
And like just the same way you will never really get the opportunity to, because now you are an artist, like you will never really get the opportunity to be in their shoes.
True.
Like just what's it called, consuming the music, like you're always going to be a creator.
Mm-hmm.
So like there's that blessing that comes with it and you just have to
True. Be like there's that freedom too, like you just like I'm the one making it, so
exactly
like, I call the shots, like
what
I do is what you have to like listen to.
So,
I feel like that makes it easier too.
Mm. What's your creation process like?
It's different every time, or beats play like a major role when I'm writing. That's what we like, people that.
Producers with savvy.
Very good. Like,
you guys, savvy.
Yes, like we have to connect.
Connect. Mm.
Mm-hmm.
How are some of your favorite producers to work with so far?
There are tons of them, but I'm going to shout out my guy, Sito Beats, that made the New Boy song. Like, somehow he just gets me.
Mm.
Like, he just gets the vibe. So, he's very good. And, yes, Sito.
Okay. Nice. Love to hear that. So, I feel like this is one, like, I've not really had a guest on the pod that has had, like, a TikTok breakout, right? And I feel like TikTok really played a large role
mm-hmm.
in, like, your career, obviously, like starting. Mm-hmm. So what was that like? Again, because TikTok is, everybody knows TikTok to be the marketing tool, but it doesn't work for everybody. It only works for some people.
True.
So you are one of the people that it has actually helped.
Mm-hmm.
And what's how can you just talk to me about like the role that TikTok really played on the song? And when he even started to pick up on TikTok, what the traction was like? What
It was just, you wouldn't really notice it until, like, I don't even know, but I didn't notice it. I didn't know how to explain it, but TikTok really helped. And yes, TikTok has been saving a lot of us music wise. And yes, I'm forever grateful to everybody, to God, to TikTok.
So let me ask you a very, very random question now. If you were given $500,000 to make, if you were giving $500,000 to better the Nigerian music industry, right? What area are you going to invest in first?
My friends, now all of them, I have to find, something for them. I have to find, like,
you guys said to your niggas.
Yeah, exactly. Then from there, we'll now discuss, think of the way forward.
Also, they're going to give you $500,000 and you're going to spend it with your friends.
I feel like, yes, like, you know, I'm a friends person, family, I'm very, people I love have to confess.
You know, that was funny because, like,
what would you do though?
Me, I don't know yet. So I was thinking about it. So let me ask Elma. Maybe she will have an idea for me. But I don't know if I was given money to invest in the industry. I'll still laugh. Maybe just, oh, I can't lie. I will keep up for myself.
But it's already yours now. Why are you still stealing again?
I will keep this. It's just
that's a bad sign, you guys. Don't give her this position.
Then the remaining 250, we can discuss. We'll use it to.
Fair enough.
Probably set up like academies just to help people like really understand the business, because I feel like a lot of people don't understand the business of music. And people take it too personal when you're like, people take a lot of things in the industry too personal, or like things that happen in the industry too personal, because, and sometimes it's really not, it's not even that deep, it's not even that personal. You just have to, there are those things that happen, and like at some points you need to realize that the music business is in fact a business. And the point of a business is to make profits.
Make money.
So everybody is trying to just make money.
We're not playing here.
Exactly. It's a real, real, real job, right? So yeah, who are some of like your who are some people that like basically inspire you to make music? To generally just make music.
Being in Nigeria alone, like, is a major inspiration.
For real?
Whenever I wake up, I just look around, I'm inspired.
Are you serious?
That's a major inspiration for me. Like,
for real?
The culture, the food, like, everything.
I've never heard this one before, but that's very interesting.
You're hearing it now, baby. Yeah,
love it.
Thank you.
That's really, really interesting, though, because, again, like, it does make sense that, like, Nigeria is certainly like an inspiration for you, because a lot of things happen.
Nigeria is a beautiful country, just forget like all the
toughness that comes with it.
It's beautiful too.
And a lot of artists usually say that they don't listen to music, right? And they don't really listen to like a lot of music and all of that. Are you one of them?
I'm even trying to teach myself how to like listen to songs.
So
I don't know. Like, before I started even singing, you know, I don't even listen to songs at all. I didn't even have songs in my phone. I was never a music person at all. That was why when music even came, I was just like, is this for real? Yes, I listen to a lot of songs now. I love more songs. Like, I'm very current now.
What kind of music do you listen to?
Nigerian music.
Of course, Nigerian music. Like, is that all you listen to?
I listen to a lot of things, but Nigerian music has to come first.
First. Very important. Saying I'm such a, like...
What do you listen to?
Minus
like, me, like
of course, but this is like a lot of Nigerian music. Like everybody knows that. I don't joke with my Nigerian music. I'm an Afrobeat head. I'm like a Nigerian music head, and that's just what I do. But I listen to a lot of R&B as well. I really like
R&B, but like R&B, I like it so. But it reminds me of things I don't remember.
Are you serious? I listen to a lot of pop as well, like American pop music. I'm such a Ariana Grande, Justin Bieber, Miley Cyrus, the pop heads. Those are the kind of things I listen to. I grew up listening to a lot of these people, so
that's fine.
Still here till today. But yeah, do you do anything else except sing? Like, do you produce music?
No, I don't produce yet.
So I see that you're like looking to do that.
Yeah,
soon.
It's going to come.
But like mixing, mastering, anything else, or you just
just music for now.
For now, no, you're growing as an artist, so I guess we'll have to get this. So I want to ask, like, what is the rest of the year looking like for you? Are we expecting a project?
Mm-hmm.
Are we
I'm working.
working. I love it.
So like things are just going to come at home.
I love that. Yeah. So can you speak to me about can you speak to me about like the industry so far? You know, you're here now, like you definitely like experienced a couple of things and all.
Yeah.
Can you speak to me about a couple of things that you've learned about the industry? The
industry is so peaceful and nice, like there's no evil, it's just so free and nice. No, everybody is your friend.
Everybody is not your friend though. Don't say that though.
Just about your mindsets, like the people you surround yourself with. Yeah, also
very important.
It's going well. It's going well. God is good.
God is great. Building a team of people that like you trust. Mm-hmm. What are like the most important things you look out for as an artist, as a person?
Make sure they come early. I feel like that one is important.
Did you stop your manager just now?
No. Oh, no.
Okay, fair enough.
No.
Yeah, but
that is also important. Like, a lot of things, but that one too.
Important. I hear that. So, 3 months into the year, the rest of the year, I said,
God is so proud of me. After this interview, I've seen God like how many times now? God is good.
Now.
Mm-hmm.
So put me onto some, before we like round this up, put me onto some of your favorite Nigerian artists right now. Has underground.
Mm.
Underground artists for sure.
Okay, like underground.
What are you listening to right
I'm
now?
I'm listening to Dora. Dora Underground. She's underground. Okay. She's beautiful. Her song just came out, Ja Omega. Go and check it out.
I'm going to check it out.
Songs. I used to, even people, I don't even remember their names. I see, I just listen to it. How about you?
Me, what am I even listening to? This is Elma.
Minus me.
There's, I don't know if you know Cynthia. Her voice is amazing. Like, I've been listening to her recently. Taves. Taves. Who else? Easy Scope. I really like street pop. Right? So I listen to a lot of street pop. Zeri, Easy Scope, Shali Pop. I mean, Shali Pop is blue now, but lots of like that. Tega Boy.
Okay, yes, I know that. Makes sense. That's so beautiful.
A lot of things that I'm listening to right now. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I really like what you do. Like, it's not easy.
Mm.
God is with you. She's going to keep going.
Thank you, love. Mm-hmm. Thank you. Like, I'm very, very grateful for that. I appreciate it. It's been 3 years.
Mm-hmm. Of 3 years. Australia. Like you said, like 3 years ago.
3 years ago.
Oh, that's beautiful. Okay, we're meant to be now. I feel like that is also around the time.
around the time that you started as well. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Said so. 2021. Early 2021.
Mm-hmm.
Thank God for life. We're here now. So,
yeah.
All right. Thank you for joining me.
Thank you too. Quick, this place is so nice.
She already told me that she doesn't like interviews, so I forgive you.
Thank you still.
And thank you for giving me like a good conversation. So thank you guys for joining me on another episode of Oshikaya Speaks, joining Elma and I. And
yes, guys.
All right. All right. Take care.